Composer Stephen Hartke is one of the most distinctive voices in contemporary classical music. Tonight, the Los Angeles Philharmonic will premiere his fourth symphony. Hartke spoke with Elizabeth Nonnemaker about the piece and what it's like to write for the orchestra.
Composing for the orchestra is such a huge undertaking. How did you start the piece?
Well, it's always a process of discovery, and I believe that every piece is about the potential interaction of the forces that you've chosen for the piece. So here I had an enormous orchestra plus an incredibly colorful and versatile instrument in the organ. And the first thing I really had to do was to figure out how I would limit what I was going to use. That meant I had to work with the organ itself, and the folks at the Philharmonic made it possible for me to go in on off times, sometimes very late at night, to work on the organ. So I was the Phantom of Disney Hall at 1 o'clock in the morning playing strange sounds. So I would play and record myself playing things, take notes about what the combinations of colors were I was using, and then I just sort of decided at a certain point, let's say, this is what I'm going to use. I will say that I had an idea of the thrust of the piece from the get-go. It involves a very roiling, dark opening of chords that rise from the depths, and then there's a very high, piercing melody that's played by the organ in a kind of voice and color that only the organ has.
How has it been working with the Phil, and how do you give good feedback to a group that has a limited amount of rehearsal time?
When you're dealing with any kind of orchestra piece, it's always tough because you never get as much rehearsal as you really should have. Orchestras would admit that, but it's just limitations of budget. So you have to listen for those things that you actually have the power to change between that moment and then the next time that people get together. I can go home and I can make a list of things that I can present to Gustavo Dudamel, and I have to make sure that that list is succinct, well organized, and maybe arranged in an order from the most easily achievable to, if we can't do this, that's okay. But the main issue has to do with balance, and that's always going to be an issue with a new piece. So just making sure that the foreground, middle ground, background distinctions are as close to what it is that I imagined as possible.
Do you think about the way you want the audience to perceive your music?
Well, this is a question that comes up all the time, and it's one I've always answered by saying that I care about the audience perception, and I care about them because I'm a member of the audience. And I figure that if I am able to write something that seems powerful or clear enough or persuasive emotionally to me, that there are bound to be some other people who are going to get it too.
Hartke's Fourth Symphony runs through Saturday at Disney Concert Hall and has a concluding performance at the Seeger Strom Concert Hall in Orange County on Sunday.